I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. United Nations tries to answer the question of violence in Somalia while Christians bring a unique answer to the table. And ministries everywhere have felt the bite of the pandemic become a lesson in sacrifice. We'll unpack that story and more in just a moment. First, in an effort to limit the strength of Al-Shabaab, a militant Islamic group based in Somalia, the United Nations has voted to prevent the sale and shipment of bomb components to the East African country. Peter, a Christian worker with World Concern in Somalia, says,
talking about the AS have been able to take a lot of shape in terms of their occupancy in the South Central, where they are mostly dominated. Where we are currently in the North, they have been so limited issues of AS.
But Al-Shabaab isn't the only cause of violence in Somalia.
Not only the AS, we are for clan conflicts that keep on coming up every other moment, because Somalia culture is a clan-based culture, and every other time there is always a clan conflict. On a larger scale, when you talk about security, it affects largely the whole of Somalia because of the ripple effect.
Peter says World Concern works to minister in Somalian communities that have been damaged by violence. But what does this look like in a land so often hostile to Christianity?
Although we understand, we are coming into the land to deal with the need. Ours was not to be able to publicly evangelize, but to be able to address the need. But behind the scenes, we know that we pray towards the needs of the people.
Meanwhile, Christians in the Nigerian Sari people group have watched as their neighbors get the Bible in their own heart languages. But for the Sari people, there's still no translation of God's word. It's been hard to wait. But now, Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is supporting a Sari Bible translation team as they work on the book of Luke. Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday in the United States, and Wycliffe wants to raise $20,000 for the Sari Bible translation. Wycliffe's Melissa Stillman says,
your generosity on Giving Tuesday provides workshop training for the Sari translation team members, and that equips them to translate God's word in a way that is clear, accurate, and it paves the way for scripture to be translated and then published so it can have the greatest reach and impact. And with the book of Luke serving as the movie script, your gift will also make it possible to be in production of the Jesus film.
The translators are also personally invested.
I actually had the chance to talk with the translation team members, and one of them, named Emmanuel, was just saying that he believes in the work they're doing so much that their translation team actually gives as well to the work. And he actually wanted me to share with people who are participating in Giving Tuesday that he prays that they will also be richly blessed by God and never regret giving or praying.
Links to this story and more can be found at missionnews.org. And the economic fallout from the pandemic means charitable donations are down. Nonprofits everywhere are feeling the effects, and many are struggling. But even amid the difficulties, people continue to give sacrificially. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministries says Set Free remains grateful for the donors who've stood by them so they can continue doing ministry, from counseling in the U.S. to Christian schools in Africa. Vandermeer says without donors, ministry simply wouldn't be possible.
And we don't ask for any pay ever. We never saw Jesus charge for ministry, and so we haven't. And God has proven faithful.
Set Free Ministries' 25th anniversary donor event was successful in that regard. The ministry hopes that donors will continue to support their initiatives even into the new year. Vandermeer says the goal is, as always, to point people to Jesus regardless of the circumstances.
We live in uncertain days right now. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of rage. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear. We're trying to refocus and get people refocused on, let's look at the Master. If Jesus is on our boat, we don't have to panic. Our boat's not going to sink.
It's been a challenging year. And Vandermeer asks you to pray for health and endurance for the staff and volunteers at Set Free Ministries. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, wants to help you and your kids learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast in a fun way. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.